middle of Brichas Kriyashma, Tizborach Hashem Nekinu Hashemach Masne Yodecho, Val Ma'ori Orisha Sisi Faruch Osela. Granted, the Pashup Shah changes, Kifi, the different Ruskois, Nusach Tvar, Nusach of the Teimanim. We are going with Nusach Ashkenaz. Please excuse me, anybody else who does not definitely. It's almost a lost art, Nusach Ashkenaz. However, Tizborach Hashem Nekinu, what does it mean, Al Shevach Masne Yodecho? The Pashup Shad of Al Shevach, and the Chur, that's the Pashup Shad of how it reads. We're thanking you, you should be Mizbarach. You should be benched, Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Shevach Masei Yodecho, on your Maisei Yodayim HaMishubachim, on your beautiful Maisei Yodayim that you've created. Val Ma'ori Arshah Sisa, Yifaruch HaSelam. And even more than a Brachas Lashon of Pe'er, to be Mafar, is to glorify. Something which is, a person stands mishtemim, a person sees the Alps for the first time, he's like, wow, Ribbono Shel Olam, this is fabulous. Even though you see amazing things every day. Something which brings mishtemim is you see this, the sun, the moon, or more, the sun is something where you got used to it. But the sun is something which is more than just a flower, and is more than, even though flowers also, Galas Saburi, I heard a story once that Chazon Ish once saw, had some flowers in front of him in his house. And at a certain point, he has to take away the flowers. He says, he's so nishtemim from the flowers, he felt he was going to faint. He's like, had klesa nefesh from the misbraining in the flowers. Either way, you should be mefar, glorify the Ribbono Shel Olam for his ma'ariz, which are even bigger than the regular stam ma'is yodayim, and greater. There are those that are mefarish, al shavach. I think it's like we say in Yishtabach. We say, right before Yishabach, I'm sorry, on Shabbos. Al kol divrei shiris v'shizbachai. What does it mean, al kol divrei? What's the lashon of al? Al kol means even more than, greater, more than, you should be gebenched, Ribbono Shel Olam, even greater than, praised even more than all the shiris of David HaMelech. So to over here, it says, Baruch Hashem Lekeinu, al shevach ma'aseh yadecho, more than the ma'aseh, your ma'aseh yadayim, and mishabeach you, you should be gebenched even more than that. Now we go from the Ma'ariz to the next Darga. It says that the Malachim, the Rambam says in Yisrael Yatero, that the Ma'ariz, the Kechavim and the Ma'ariz, and the moon and the stars, he says, are in a, their yediyas are greater than man's yediyas of the Ribbono Shel Olam. However, it's less than the Malachim. So we're first with Suki the Zimra starts our Hal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we change to the Ma'ariz, and then we continue on to the Malachim, which are even higher. Tizbarach Tzureinu Malkeinu V'Goy Aleinu. You should be Mizbarach, you should be benched to Ribbono Shel Olam. Yiz Mekor HaBrachos, Shefa HaBrachos. Tzureinu Malkeinu V'Goy Aleinu. Tzureinu means who created us. It means really the Raf, Tzur Chayinu means the fashion. You fashioned us means in the Ovar. Malkeinu in the present, V'goy Aleinu in the future. Actually, the Mefarshim say that it really refers to the whole Bria is like that. There's Alpayim Toyu, the first 2,000 years was Toyu, was before Torah. 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of the way to Mashiach. So the first 2,000 years of Toyu, where the Shbaruch wasn't a Melech, because there was no one that was Makabal Torah, that was his Am. There was just Tzareinu, he was the creator of the world. Then there's the Malkeinu when the years of Torah, because there became somebody that's Mekabal the Torah, and this Yumayis HaMashiach is Goy Aleinu during those years. Bari Kedeshim, you've created Kedeshim is Malachim. Yeshtava Shim Cholad Malkeinu. You should be praised forever. Lo'ol Meir Lamim. The Malachim are signed out, they're signed now in Silent Netzach, many of the Malachim. Not only that, Yoytzir Misharsim, you create Misharsim. There's two different types of Malachim, the Parshim say. There's Malachim that are always, they're constant. And there's malachim that are yoytzer misharsim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates them, the Gemara says, the Chazal say, in Ein Darshim, Tetzah brings down, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates malachim every single day. There's new malachim that are created, yoytzer misharsim, nachanan, continuously. It's present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always creating malachim. They say shir for one day, and that's it. They're gone. So, and then there's the Eifanim, the Kruvim. Those are the Kedoshim that are constant. And then there's Mishorsim, that there are a malach to do a shlichus of Bimifar and Bimishabeh HaKadosh Baruch. So HaKadosh Baruch does both. He's Buri Kedoshim, the continuous malachim that are always there, and the Mishorsim that are just for a second. Vashir Mishorsim, kulam oimdim brumaylam, and these mesharsim that he has are oimid brumaylam. Maybe it's a remez to tefillah. It says that tefillah is oimid brumay shalaylam bnei adam azalim behem. Brumaylam means in the place where the malachim are. Tefillah is on the darag of malachim, that it's mefar. What is a malach? Malach is somebody that's there to be mefar the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our tefillah is there to be mefar the Ribbono Shel Olam. They are Berum Olam. Everything, tefillah, malachim, they're all Berum Olam in the highest of the heights, because the whole tachlis is to be mefar the Ribbono Shel Olam. U'mashmiyim b'yira yachad v'kol d'vei l'kim chayim melech olam. And they are mashmiya. They make a sound together. They call out together, yachad v'kol, with a lot of noise. They call out together. The Farshim say that the difference between a Melech Basav Adam and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, one of the differences is that a Melech Basav Adam, the closer somebody is to the Melech Basav Adam, the less scared he is of the Melech. What do you mean? I'm his wife. I'm his child. I'm his servant. I speak to him every day. There's less of that era. However, with the Melech Malachim Malachim, it's the exact opposite. The people that those that are closer, the Malachim, a Malachim Yichafezu, that they have a bigger hakara, and the hakara works that way with people also. The people that are closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam have a bigger hakara than the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they have more years than the Ribbono Shel Olam. Divrei u'mashmir b'yira yachad b'kol. What are they mashmia? Divrei elikim chayim u'melech olam. This is a paraphrase of a pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Elikim Chaim U'melech Olam. He's Elikim Chaim, the same way that we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch, he's the Makar HaBrachas. He's Chaim because he's the Makar HaChaim. And since he's the Makar HaChaim, Memele he's the Melech of the Olam. He's the King of the world, because he created the world. He's the Makar of all Chaim, and if you're the source of everything, then you're in charge of it. Everything comes from you. Bala Meya, Bala Deya. The person that's got the money, that he's the one that sells, he's the one that sells the belt. Memele he's the one that calls the shots. Now, I was very bothered by the Lashon, simply because I never thought of it before in my life, either way, even though I've been saying this for many, many years, every single day. What does it mean? Mashmim b'yir yachad b'kol divrei elikim chayim. The shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe they say, that's what some of the farshim say, divrei is referred to zireis, and his shvachim, what does it mean divrei? Their mashmiya, the dvar Hashem. Here we're talking about how everybody's mereimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'shabeach. And we're talking about the Divrei Elikim Chaim. So I saw that the Torah Or says that Divrei Elikim Chaim refers to the Torah. The Torah is referred to as Divrei Elikim Chaim. The same way that it says in Brachas, that if not for the fact that it says in the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Torah, Akel HaGadol Gibur V'Anero, we wouldn't be able to be Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because who are you to be Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the titles and with the appellations and with who are you to define who Kadosh Baruch Hu? You're nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu said it, you could say it. The Malachim also, Alder said, the Malachim, even though they're much greater than in their Hakara of the Ribbono Shel Olam than human beings. However, they still can't be Mahalal Kadosh Baruch Hu except with Hilulim that are in the Torah. They have to be Mahalal, they call out, B'kol Rom, what do they call out? Divrei Elikim Chaim. Only things that are found in the Torah, only the names of Kadosh Baruch Hu that are found in the Torah. Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Giburim, Kulam Maisim, Yemir Yeratzen Kainim. All of them are loved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them all, and they love each other. Kulam Berurim, they're all clear in their tafkir of what they have to do. There's clarity, borer. Kulam Giburim, they're all strong and they're quick to do. They're called Giburi Kerach because there's reason to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think all these three things are totally different there. The reason why they each love each other and there's no kin of a tachris is because everyone is so borrowed to them what their tafkid is. If it's clear to you what your tafkid is, then you're not jealous of the other person. He has this, he has that. I know, but I don't need that for my tafkid. I don't know what he has, I don't need. Anybody that has that brirus, then Mermela is going to be, oh. And once you're clear what your tafkid is, then Mermela you're going to be zaris to do it. Because you know, this is what you have to do. Every second of the day you have a certain tafkid, then there's no slacking off. Problem is, we don't really realize what our tafkid is, and we think what the other guy is supposed to do is we're supposed to do, and what he has we want to have also. And Mermela, it's not ohiv, and it's not borer, and it's not giver, unfortunately, the same dag as malachim often. B'chulam, aysim, eimim, yiris, and kind of all the malachim do, even though, it doesn't say ava here, dafka, Mepharshim point out. But they do, v'yiro, Ema v'yira, Ema is Yiras HaRemus, Yira is Yiras HaInish, from the Koyah, from the Yechurlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Manish, they have, even though they're Malachim, and even though they were created to do one thing, and B'Pashtis, they don't have B'chira, I think maybe the pashas is that they have bechira, but it's so clear to them, and therefore there's no doubt that they're going to mess up. But it's still beim uviyira. The clarity of the fact that how great the Ribbono Shel Olam brings them to the Ava, brings them to the Yira, and all their avodah is done, retain kainam, the ratzon of kainam, those that acquire them, which really means those that created them. Because the Baruch Hu created them, and therefore acquires them, is all done beim uviyira, even though they're malachim, still it's done, umalachim yichafezun, vegil uradi yichafezun.